Hello, friends. Preparation for the lesson was prepared by friends from Latin America. All of the friends are here in Petah Tikva. They prepared the preparation. So let's read an excerpt from Rabash, letter 40. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself. Again, his friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself.
Grandes amigos,
great friends,
siempre hemos estado, estaremos, y vamos a estar juntos.
We were always... always were, always are, always will be together. Regardless of the state we are in, together we will always think of the greatness that this path has given us. And with joy,
because
we are always together with all the friends of the worldly.
Hermanos, tenemos que consagrarnos en la en el trabajo del creador, aprendiendo,
brothers, desarrollando. We must adhere to the creator's work.
De poder estar
viviendo, we need to learn and to develop
día a día, un congreso
the way in which we can live an everlasting congress.
Luego de haber tenido,
this is our lack from now on, after having lived through these tremendous experiences in the previous
Dear friends, we've had a tremendous congress. We've gone through different states, and we did it together. Most of the friends already returned to their places.
Entre nosotros.
And now,
para seguir,
all that's left is to influence one another in order to continue
en la unidad,
to increase the unity.
Para que continue este congreso en nuestros corazones,
so that this Congress will continue in our hearts.
Nuevo, al cual todos tenemos que estar aprendiendo.
We will continue in this new degree that we should study, and with everything we're being led by the hand, by Rav.
We came from Argentina. We went through the desert. We went through the big congress. And every minute we are here, every minute we've been getting filled up by the warmth of the friends. I could thank each and every one of you personally for the fire that's felt here. And this desire to never leave here. The greatness that our friends display, as this is the truth, this is the path, and so I have only great gratitude to all of you and love.
Question for an active workshop.
¿Cómo adquirimos la carencia del amigo y cómo lo alegramos?
How can we acquire from the friend his deficiency, and how will we bring joy to the friend? Again, an active workshop. How should we acquire a deficiency from the friend and bring joy to the friend?
Lacks are acquired through annulment and submission. And how to make him joyous.
We have to give the friend good mood, tell him we're in the highest, most exalted place in the world. We're together with the Creator. And it's true joy what we have and what we can bring the world.
Yes, in the excerpt, he says that if a person starts caring for his friend, then the friend feels great joy since he's being cared for. And so I see we have friends here standing nearby. They came here from Argentina. And even that sensation of togetherness, of being together, evokes joy. It can be something that's entirely contained in thought, entirely in the feelings, the emotions of the person. And if we felt ourselves as being together, we'd be together in that same boat, walking together on the same road. That feeling would evoke great joy in the friends.
Specifically because we're different. Inside that difference is something that connects us. Same words, same desires directed at the Creator that evokes joy and a great deal of importance in our path.
And by increasing our sensitivity to the lack of the friend, seeing how he yearns for the Creator, that's what we want here as a ten and all of the tens around us as well. And by that, we begin to feel the demand. And if we can ask already from that lack that we feel, then it's certain that the friends will begin to feel the fulfillment, and that will bring them joy.
Yeah, what is that fulfillment that brings them joy? Force of love between us. When the connection between us awakens in such a way that whether we receive fulfillment or not, we bestow contentment to the Creator or not, it doesn't really matter, but just our shared submission towards the center of the group, towards the concept of the Arvut, that's the right thing. If that rules the ten, everybody's happy, on fire, elated, as a friend said, that's something you do by subjugating to the ten, contributing his spark to the general Arvut.
To integrate, only the small can integrate those who are greater than himself, to empower the ten, the group, the society. So as the friend said, one needs to lower himself, to annul himself before the field we create here together, and by that he can integrate all the lacks.
This is our arvut. As soon as we begin to care about the spirituality of the friend, When we see that each one is important, we let him feel it.
A question for a silent workshop.
La preocupación por el amigo en la clase.
How will we maintain the concern for the friend throughout the whole lesson? Again, how will we maintain the concern for the friend throughout the entire lesson?
בכל נפלאותה שירו לו זמרו לו שיחו בכל נפלאותה התהללו בשם קודשו התהללו בשם קודשו ישמח למבקשי השם ישמח למבקשי השם Yisrael Mevachshei Hashem.